Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Warren Houston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Croner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Galehouse. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill takes first base on ball four. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Hill steals second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Campbell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Hale moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Hale scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Ross covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-1 in the game. Croner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. Hill moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Hill moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Warren Houston. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Hill scores. Hayes moves to third. Newsom moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-1 in the game. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing second base. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Larry takes first base on ball 4. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball and throws to Gailhouse covering. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Finney. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Croner applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber moves to second. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Werber scores. Johnson moves to third. Hill moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-2 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Ross covering, for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky strikes out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-2 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peters. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Peters steals second. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Hale goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry throws to second for 1, and Croner throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hill moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Croner hits a line drive into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 3 in the game. Salters hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 3 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross can't make a play. That's a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campbell moves to third. Hale moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the mound. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker pinch hits for Lou Finney. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.